You may recall last fall when I told you I visited the third graders and asked them what was the best school, the best church, the best football team, right, the best priest, and they said Monsignor Richter. Well, I've been making progress since then, but it's been slow. Last week, I met little Olivia, a little three-year-old girl here who I told her, she told me her name, and I said, I like your name. I said, do you know my name? Uh-uh. I said, Father Austin. I said, do you like my name? Nah. I said, well, do you like me? She said, yeah. So I'm making progress, but it's slow. I want to give you an update this weekend on the rectory, on the office renovations, on our collections. First, the new rectory, just a reminder, Father Kramer wanted to do something 25 years ago already. Nothing gets cheaper, nothing gets better on its own. It's going to be good to have all of us priests living together in one house with appropriate boundaries, adding some security, and we're building for the next 50 years. We're scheduled to move in to the new rectory, depending on the weather, in mid-May. It got pushed back a couple of weeks because of the cold and the snow. Before we move in, there will be a time in which we'll have an open house, which you have an opportunity then to tour the new rectory, if you'd like. We're on budget, and I think you're going to be pleased with the quality of work that's being done in the rectory. So, we're making good progress. As I informed you in November, our parish office is in need of a complete renovation, and it really can't wait. Why? The number one priority is appropriate boundaries. This means that all individual offices need to be soundproof, and there needs to be glass in each door, and the walls of each office need a window. It's non-negotiable. Providing a safe environment is of the utmost importance. If you're thinking, it's been working fine so far. Well, nothing's wrong until something goes wrong, and then it's wrong. And we just can't have that. The cathedral has a long history of being a parish which has associates and seminarians. It's always been a place, a training ground for priests and future priests, and that's going to continue, and it's a great blessing for us at the parish. It really is. But these priests and future priests, they learn by what we do here. And it's imperative for us to train, model, and live what an appropriate, safe environment looks like in day-to-day parish life. That's my job. Then when they become pastors, they will know the rules for appropriate boundaries and implement them in their own parishes, even renovating some offices if they have to. The offices, as they stand now, need work to improve the safe environment that we promise to our people. As your rector, I promise you that I will do everything, including this renovation, to ensure our offices and our environment is safe. Also, to strengthen the safe environment, we'll be increasing security with cameras for everyone's safety. The restrooms in the office are completely unacceptable. They're not private enough, if you know what I mean. So if you want to use the restroom, you have to actually come over to the church to use it. If you don't believe me, come to the office when it's open and use the bathroom. You'll do it once, and you'll never do it again. But we just have to change that. It'll be nice as well to have all of our staff in one building. There will still be guest rooms upstairs, like we have now, with the guests having a separate private entrance. All the original windows will be replaced, and the building will be insulated. It dates back to 1969, so it needs to be done. A fireproof and waterproof vault will be added to the offices. We do not have one now, and that's unacceptable. We're required to have one for our permanent records. the sacramental records, financial records, and marriage files. Every wedding that's ever taken place at the cathedral, that file is still here, and they need to be protected. Again, it's not a problem until it's a problem, then it's a problem. We just can't wait till the building burns down and then say, oh, wow, yeah, we should have thought of that. Everything on the outside of the office building except the brick and the roof will be replaced with all maintenance-free materials. Just as with the new rectory, this renovation will serve the parish well into the future. We received a bid of $625,000 to do the office renovation. And we are ready to begin the day we move into the new rectory. The office renovation will be completed by the fall. A little update now on our collections. I want to thank you for your generosity. This is a good parish. Thank you. Anything more that you can do to increase your regular contributions would be a great help. We're doing the budget, and it's always hard. We've seen some increase since I spoke to you in November, but it's been sporadic, and winter hasn't helped. It's hard for all of us. It's been cold. As you know, the regular contributions that we make on Sundays pay for the daily operation of our parish, and we have a budget of collections of just a little over $1.4 million. It takes a lot to run this. You informed last April that the rectory would be built without a capital campaign, and that still stands. But I requested and received permission from Bishop Kagan for a one-time in-pew request for donations to these two projects. In order to proceed with renovating the office this year, we need to raise $200,000 by April 4th. I don't want to wait until next year because the cost will definitely increase and we'd have to go through the bidding process again, which is more time and money. I believe the best use of our resources is to do the offices now. But I can't do it without you. I'm simply a beggar on your behalf. So if we get it, we do it. If we don't get it, we can't do it. So it's not really all that complicated. But if we don't do it this year, it will be more. So at the ends of the pews are envelopes that give you an opportunity to make a contribution over and above your regular Sunday contribution, which is so important. It has to be over and above because we need the regular Sunday to continue. Please take an envelope and see if your financial situation would make it possible for you to support this important work. By the way, we went high tech. You can text your donation to these projects from your phone. It's incredible what you can do. It's all secure. The information for it is in the bulletin or on the envelope. It's very simple. So easy, I can actually do it. Incredible. I want to thank you for your attention. And I hope you found this helpful. As I said before, I am going to continue to be completely transparent. There's nothing to hide. If you have any questions about anything, please don't hesitate to contact me, the other priests, or any of the staff, that we're here to serve you. We really are. By the way, I told the little three-year-old, I like it here. And I do. I didn't lie to her.